Watch, Carville, Democrat Tallarico must deal with past weird statements if he wants to win Senate race. By Amy Furr on June 2, 2026. Democrat strategist James Carville said Texas Democrat U.S. Senate candidate James Tallarico should deal with his past controversial comments if he wants to win the Senate race. "I think Tallarico has better than a shot," he told Politics War Room co-host Al Hunt during Wednesday's episode. Hunt replied that he believed Tallarico should be smart and aggressive, adding the GOP is already airing an ad accusing him of saying all kinds of weird things. "Some of it is true, and he's gotta deal with it," Carville stated, and Hunt said, "Yeah, he said there's six genders. Well, I don't know whether he said it or not, but goddamn it, he better walk it back right now." Tallarico, who is running against Republican State Attorney General Ken Paxton in the race, has expressed love for trans children, suggested God is non-binary, and also claimed modern science recognized six sexes, per Breitbart News. He also recently said the Holy Bible is silent on abortion, even though he claims to be a Christian and is a Presbyterian seminarian. Reverend Franklin Graham criticized Tallarico for claiming the Word of God had nothing to say about the murder of babies in the womb, according to Breitbart News. Graham wrote in a social media post, "Texas Democratic Senate candidate James Tallarico couldn't be more wrong. The Bible is not silent on abortion as he claims, that's an absolute lie. God commands us, 'You shall not murder,' Exodus 20:13. Abortion is taking a life, it is murder. The Word of God tells us we are created in the image of God and consistently underscores the value of human life. Jeremiah 1:5 says, 'Before I formed you in the womb I knew you, before you were born I set you apart.'" In 2021, this same Democratic candidate opposed a bill to ban men from women's sports, saying that God is non-binary. Don't be deceived by wicked politicians spouting lies like this. Tallarico has also referred to women as neighbors with a uterus on several occasions, according to Breitbart News. It remains unclear what the woke Democrat uses to describe women who have had hysterectomies and therefore no longer have a uterus, Breitbart News's Hannah Knudsen wrote. It also remains unclear how this description aligns with the values of his far-left progressive allies, as they believe men, who do not have a uterus, can also be women. For example, many Democrats consider transgender lawmaker Representative Sarah McBride, Dita, a biological man formerly known as Tim, a woman.